Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ned Oliver is with the Virginia Mercury, and we always enjoy talking to Ned. And I mean this as a compliment, Ned. I don't know your politics, so I don't want to drag you into a political debate here or that kind of conversation. You usually kind of shoot straight with me about what is going on at the state capitol. And the General Assembly reconvenes today. I mean, they really haven't had much of a break all year. What do you think is going to happen today? What's on the agenda that we know of already?
Yeah, John, I was afraid you were going to ask me that. It's really a bit all over the place so far. A lot of the bills are still being filed. So in terms of what's going to be a big focus in terms of the time that lawmakers are spending, it's a bit unclear to me. That said, I think the pandemic is obviously a safe bet. There will be proposals. GOP leaders have made clear that reopening schools is going to be a big focus for them. Mm-hmm. I still don't have a clear idea of what exactly that looks like or what those plans, what form those plans might take. I've also certainly heard Democrats talk more about addressing schools, though their focus has been more on providing funding. I've also heard people talk about vaccinating teachers and then just more generally about education, increasing funding, teacher raises, that sort of thing.
You know, for people who are new to the political scene and may not even be aware, this year is a big election year in Virginia. We had the federal elections last year, but all the members of the House of Delegates and the top statewide offices up for grabs this year. So, you know, some of these parties are going to be looking to score points with their base and also avoid making a mistake that can be used to hammer them and make them look like extremists. Democrats, though, God, I mean, Ralph Northam's publicly talking about doing away with the death penalty this session. Now, years ago, that would have been, pun intended, a killer for a politician in Virginia. Is he seeing polling that he thinks, wow, that's a winner for us, so I'm going to be really public about it? Have you talked to anybody about that?
You know, I have no idea what polling the governor has or doesn't have on that. But, we've seen the conversation progress. I think, you know, we remember during Terry McAuliffe's term, he took steps to make sure the state could continue to execute people with secrecy laws to keep those drugs available. Mm-hmm. That said, it has been, I mean, certainly Democrats make up the bulk of the people who I believe support repealing the death penalty, but it has in the past been a bit of a bipartisan issue. There's always a few, right, at least Republican votes who are also supportive of reconsidering that.
A few, but then I wonder, you know, I mean, sometimes I have to remind myself the Virginia that I grew up in the 80s and 90s, really philosophically, I'm not sure that state exists anymore. So I've got to kind of knock myself out of that mindset and take a look at who's living here now and what their sensibilities are. And it does seem like a shift. Do you get the impression from the interviews you're doing with Democrats that they are going to be cautious with this session because it's so close to the election? Or they're like, hey, this is our chance. We intend to go forward with a very fervent, to me, left of center agenda. Maybe they wouldn't put it that way. But.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly competing impulses. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, we've got to make sure we pass this bill this year because, you know, maybe we don't have a majority next year. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's our last chance. But I think also, I mean, say what you will about the bills that pass, but some of the bills that get highlighted, for instance, filed by Delegate Lee Carter, who's, you know, a favorite punching bag from people on the right as a democratic socialist. I mean, they often, most of the time, are not passed or don't even make it onto the floor. So, I mean, I think you see moderating influences within the party. I don't think you'll see anything, you know, crazy, but your idea of crazy yeah. might be different.
Don't use that as the standard, because I got a really low threshold for calling somebody that. Listen, Ned Oliver with the Virginia Mercury, I appreciate you coming on. I hope we'll talk to you pretty frequently while the General Assembly's in session. Thank you.
Take care.